I don't know how to begin. Maybe what to say. It's been wonderful, this meeting has. I've immensely enjoyed the preaching. I don't think I ever attended a meeting in my life where there's any more harmony in of the discourse that has been preached here at this meeting. The manifestation of God's love for each other, surely has been here. So like old Brother Jack Martin down in our country one time, an expression, Brother Smith makes me feel like about a 5 cent piece. Now I trust, since it's in the mind of some of you that has arranged this preaching, I hope you'll be blessed to pray while I try to talk just a little while. I'm not going to use further excuses. I'm passing on. All the many different phases of the gospel, it looks like it's been preached here, the stands. Your cups have run over. All I've got looked like in connection with what we've heard. I'll read it, and I may not stand here 5 minutes. I feel like it's maybe intruding you and maybe erase some of the wonderful things you've heard about the gospel, Son of God. And they came to Marah and could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. The people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters, the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them. What's been on my mind most of the day and the Lord showed him a tree. Brother Smith has preached so wonderful about the gospel and how it's preached and its author and its demonstration and its effect and all of those things. It looks like he just preached the text, actually. The Lord showed him a tree. Now I know we've talked some of us along this line, I mean with reference to the travel of God's people. I don't purpose to go over that. I want to deal with some of it from a little different angle, if the Lord will bless me, just a few minutes. I'll not use much of the time, I don't think now. But after they were delivered from bondage, made a 3 days journey, I believe it was, in the wilderness, they found no water. Let me just read one more verse if I can find it. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now notice, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Thrown down, and they said to Moses, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. I'm really... Look like I'm just exposed major. I'll just sit down. I want to call your attention to this. I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I found and recorded in Genesis in a certain garden something about a tree.
Well, two trees just for that.
One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Another tree was the tree of life. I find in Revelation that John said, and I, John saw a pure river of water of life, flourish Christian, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. The midst of the street of Eden, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, that bare 12 manner of fruit, yielded its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations. What I want to try to get to just briefly, not up where you're long, is the center of every phase of the gospel. The center of theme of it all. Christ and Him crucified. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, the Son that existed with Him from all eternity. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That freedom of the water for Israel, that surely must have been, at least in some sense, typical of this great and wonderful tree of life. I don't see how it could be otherwise. I feel like in this sweet meeting, you have experienced through these preaching sessions, the seasons, the waters sweetened by this wonderful tree. And you could drink. Couldn't drink bitter water. What I'm trying to say is this. I've got you to pull away of expression. Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, the great tree of life, the center of things, the gospel of the Son of God, it's not sweet water. Couldn't be, could it? Just couldn't be. It's so wonderful described in the Bible and in the ministry how that this wonderful tree yet hadn't been born in this world as the God-man, as the Brother Smith preached to. I don't know. He's called so many different names, and all the same Son of God. But I feel like we can behold Him even in covenant from of old. See the tree, that is, that was to come into the world, you see. as the executor of the will of his father, to put in execution the will, thus determined from all eternity. I've believed for several years that in that everlasting covenant or counsel, that God, the eternal Father, gave to his eternal Son a people. What I'm trying to get before you is the counsel, and behold the tree, even from of old. I know he hadn't been born. I hope I can get to just a little of that later. But the Lord gave that Son a people. It looks strange sometimes to us. We can't understand it in our carnal mind. When men didn't actually have existence or didn't live in this world, that such a divine being, an eternal sovereign God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost existed. Didn't begin to exist, but always did. And not only that, but loved his people with an everlasting love. Oh, it's been so long in the beginning. When a writer said at a period of the distant past, unknown to mortals, in the beginning, God gave that Son to people. I feel like he accepted them as his own by gift of his Father and assumed every responsibility to settle somebody's priest tonight or the day their indebtedness. Maybe we sung it a while ago. All to him we owe, and he paid our debt, you see. Sin had left this crimson stain, he's washed it white as snow. Then God so loved the world, the brother Smith preached that, I just want to catch it, that he gave his only begotten Son, not one of his sons, but his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came into the world as it was prophesied of the old servants of God before his advent here. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Hasn't that been a glorious theme and doctrine that has encouraged you, precious children, to hear these men publish that this blessed King came into the world to save sinners, as the apostle said, of whom I am chief. I feel like the tree is in the center of this whole theme somehow. Must be, inasmuch as the apostle said, he's determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I'm saying tonight that he came to save his people from the sin. But just a few things about that. These are just one. He did do that, or he did not do it. The angel said he came to save his people from the sin. The word said he came to offer to save him, you know, somebody from the sin. But when Jesus cried on the cross of Calvary, the loud voice that said, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I feel somehow that the whole thing was completed, or had an end at that particular point. And his spirit bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I used to think when I was younger than I am tonight that Roman soldier killed him with that sword. You know? When I read a little closer, I found that they didn't break the legs of the thieves on either side. When they came to him, something had been written aforetime concerning him. Not a bone of him shall be broken. See, and he is already dead. I wish I could just somehow, just briefly, get before us this wonderful being, this great and wonderful tree of life. A man that possessed such omnipotent power that he just gave up the ghost. No man didn't kill him. He declared he had power to lay his life down. He had power to take it again. No man taketh it from me. Isn't it wonderful to have the sweet privilege while we live in this world to believe in such a wonderful being? None of us tonight, my friend, possessing just such power. Oh, but he laid it down for his people. The mother preached a while ago, laid it down for his sheep, laid it down for his own, give his life for them and them only. The good shepherd, here it is now, a shepherd, the same man. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I go before them and they do follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I'm just sure it's a certain thing. I've wondered many times in my pilgrimage here, my precious friends, had many doubts and fears about myself. Maybe I've been mistaken in me, you know. But somehow when I begin to look at these wonderful promises of God, I just feel sure that it can fail. It just cannot fail. Give his life for the sheep. That's the record. That one, I want to go back to this. I can't just feel like I'm just using time that ought to be sitting still. No, we'll start this. But that word was made flesh. I want to go back to that just a minute. The beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I feel like somehow that this wonderful tree is even in the covenant of some of old. I feel like this tree is in the wonderful doctrine of redemption. It's Him that has redeemed this people to God, even in the wonderful doctrine of atonement. Some few years ago, I got tangled in atonement and redemption, and I worried and I rolled and I wondered about it. All by the same man at the same time, on the same tree, by the same blood. And yet it's two words, and I just worried and I wondered about that. And finally, I found where the word atone came from, the Greek word kapar. It means a covering for sin, or to cover sin. And the word redeem or redemption came from the Greek word gaal. It means to repossess, to buy back, or to bring back in possession that was lost. So atonement covered the sins of his people, and redemption was the power of redeemed us to God. You see, all the way back to God, redeemed us by his blood, out of every nation, kindred, people, and tongue. So it's the power. He didn't redeem us just part of the way, but all the way to God. I feel like he that same tree, I can't get to you. I'm just almost sure I can't, but I wish it could. Just at the center of the thing. I feel like that the Lord himself, after his crucifixion, how he was raised from the dead, delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification, and ascended up on high, led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. My friends, somebody saw him as he went up. You know, there's a man said, I won't believe it's him till I feel
And the prince of the nails in his hand and thrust my hand into his side. I won't believe it's him. 8 days after that, you know the Lord promised them the company, the Lord there. Well, 8 days before that, he wasn't in the company. But even after me, I don't know what Tom was said about it, you know. But there, 8 days after that, while he was there in the company, he just said, Thomas, behold my hand in the side. You see, in other words, he just brought it to his attention. The very thing that he thought back then that he wouldn't believe. I really don't think he ever touched him, brother. But when he looked and saw him, he said, my Lord and my God. You see the point? But here's what I want to get to you. It is the same Lord Jesus. Or that roll from the rock-bound tomb of Joseph. My friend, I'm confident of that. That ascended up on high of the same one when those men of Galilee stood gazing up into heaven. They stood gazing up into heaven. I look like I've gone to the resurrection here for a minute. But it's the same one, oh my friend. Or that roll from the rock-bound tomb of Joseph, the same one that hung there on the tree of Calvary on Golgotha's lonely mountain. It is him that is raised up from the tomb, and my friend, and as far as I know, and I may leave you here on this point, heard a preacher say one time some years ago, when he got up yonder just barely out of sight from where nobody couldn't see him, he said, the scar is all healed up, and the holy fright is gone. You don't know this more about him than I know about it. But I'm telling to you tonight, it's an evidence, my friend, that it is him. When he saw old Thomas's hand and his side, it is him when those men of Galilee stood gazing up into heaven. The angel came down in white apparel and said, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus that you've seen go into heaven will so come again in like manner as you see him go away. And one of the writers said, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Here's what I'm trying to get before you, my friend. There's a tree that passes the water of our God. That tree in every phase of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that poor Israel is not only national Israel back yonder, but spiritually Israel today. That's why you sit here in this meeting house, in this building, and I've seen the tears flowing up in the eyes, heard from of even a slap your hand in praise to God Almighty of the call of the King of Glory. Of the boulder of wonder has been arisen up before him and preached Christ crucified. Of the sinner's friend and the Savior of all of his people, of the first fruits of the resurrection and the firstborn of the church, and it's him that will come the second time without sin unto salvation to receive his waiting bride. It's wonderful. I thought, while Brother Bucho, Brother Boone, the Steve, and Brother Daniel, while he's thinking about the time he's told, make me wake up in the glory world, and somehow or another, when he's standing, singing, and that wonderful song, according to that porter of all of the endeavors to describe the beauty. I know it don't yet appear what we shall be as far as that's concerned, but I see through a glass darkly. But I want to say to you, of this same tree, I'm not even touching the text, I'm on the heart. But I want to say to you, my friends, the night's passing on, but by and by, of this same blessed King, the same wonderful tree that's been in the midst of the river. I don't know what it means, all of it, but I know he's in the midst of it, on either side. The tree of life, the back well of fruit, that it gives me what it is. The tree of life, it is. And my friend, as far as I'm concerned, on this side, the other side, and then in the middle side. Yeah, and old David said, there is a river, the stream, where I shall make glad the city of God. And he said, when he made mention of that city, he said, God's in the midst of her, or she shall not be moved. I want to say to you, right over there, I can hear the old prophet saying, but the glorious Lord shall be under us a place of broad river and streams. You see how it is, my friend. I when Paul and Israel came here until even where the 12 wells of water, 70 palm trees, and they shall fire with the water. And my friend, there is the stream. You know, it's exactly opposite of from nature. Sometimes you can see down in our country, especially, you can see the little streams come out of the mountain, on down into the larger stream, and on to a larger stream, and on, finally into a river. After a while, the very river, the end of the ocean,
But this thing, you know, all they just said, there is a river, the stream for all. He didn't make up the river, but the stream came forward, you see. My God, the city of God. Amen. And our friends tonight are all sinned for season. From the throne of God, no one rose unsaid. When he's exiled in the ark, all captives in the spirit on the Lord's day. And he said, and I, John, I want to go there again. So pure river of water of life. A parish Christian, it wasn't muddy at all. A proceeding out of the throne of God. Here's the fountainhead of this great soul of water, my friend. No wonder you've come all the way from California, all over these 15 or 16 states, ahead of this wonderful meeting. I never will forget it as long as I live in this hall. Well, I'm here, the old town, all preaching Christ crucified, my friend. Holding up the tree, and the very tree, the leaves of the tree, I will put the heat in the nation. I feel like somehow, my friend, that he not only died to save people in glory, oh, but he'll heal them and never bring them, never go for his cure. And this wonderful, we can meet together like this here in Cincinnati. Worship God, not molested, about the king of this earth. We can just meet and say, I thought a while ago, I just touched when I listened at you, saying to you, of his wonderful old soul. So this man, I hope you don't expect me to preach like these big preachers. I never expect to be one in this world. But I want to go with you and live with you. I want to live in this world. Oh, if I could just describe it sometime, of the wonderful tree of life, my friend. And I just get one more thing, and I'll try to get better. Give too many angles here. But I feel like sometime, like the brother said a while ago, of the gospel, the power of God, the salvation and everyone to believe it. It must be preaching the demonstration of the Spirit. My macho scripture from now on in the morning, but I need the divine grace and divine power. It just isn't gospel as far as concerned. It's God's power, my friend. It's the power of God and the salvation to believers. It's not the call of it, but it's unto the very heart where salvation has been wrought by the embodied of the Spirit of the living God and the soul. Men here in this world. So my friend, listen, I want to say this, when before the Lord left, this wonderful tree is such expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away the comforter, I will not come. But if I go away, I'll send another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that he may abide with you forever. And from the time she came down on the day of Pentecost, I never found nowhere in the Bible where there have been taken entirely away from the church of the living God from that day to the day. I don't feel like it will. Somebody said, the churches are going down. It wouldn't last but just a little while longer. Old Baptist is nearly all dead. It don't look much like it tonight, does it? Well, the cars of 15 states all over the air over on the Daniel's Highway come join the voices together and these sweet old songs of Zion and the saving tree tonight. My friend, it did come the Holy Ghost with one more thing. I was out of St. Louis night. And I hadn't called on anybody. I just left this one thing off. I saw it again a while ago. A while ago, I just crossed the list from that. Oh, the wind is fast, the rain is over and gone, and the time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard. In our land, I thought of that earth, I said, I last night, instead of just said that one more thing, the man of it said, it's hard to get home. I can hear the voice of the turtle in our land, and all is singing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't sing without the Spirit. You can't pray without it. You can't preach without it. Those fellows that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And no wonder. And the Lord showed him the tree. I can hear him saying back on, behold the Lamb of God, the picture of the way that's in the world. Now I'm telling you this one thing right here. I know if you've seen it, I've just scattered all over the country of heaven all over the whole state. I tell you about it tonight. By and by, when the chief shepherds will appear, the very one of the preacher's mouth, and let you all preach about on the wonderful tree when he comes the next time. He won't come to be crowned before you. He won't come to be spit upon you. He won't come to be sin by no more. all in one way in the garden of more, and pray to his father if it be possible that I will, and let this cup pass from me. But all he's not coming for that purpose at all. And when he comes the next time, he's a coming without sin and a salvation. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, my friends, and not to have a hope and the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it does come the next time, he'll raise it. He'll know you're sleeping somewhere in the dust of the earth. It'll be wonderful. I know that you saw the sisters a while ago. Look up, you say it with such power. The position of the Spirit of the living God. But listen, a praise and not the next time it comes, for our bodies be sleeping in the dust of the earth. Oh, hands free, awake and sing, as you the dwelling dove. Will that be wonderful? I let out you and you trust all over there. I get up out of the ground in the grave. I am, and you refresh them like in your own a glorious body. I'm saying to you tonight, there's a tree that's the center of the phase of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What tree does every a phase, though it be, from the covenant standpoint, or a judgment or atonement, or such a calling, or justification or glorification, all of the whole thing in the tree of glory in heaven. There's what tree in every phase of it. My friend, so may the good Lord, this will be the last time, I'm sure now, and I'll try to talk to you in my little scattering way, a little blundering way, but it's been wonderful to be with you. I heard Cincinnati's been on the mountain.